Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop as we are totally distracted while the... This funny man's on TV, you. This funny man. He's funny.
He is.
You know what? He stole, he dumped his wife, divorced her. I don't know them, but I'm gonna ruin him.
Fuck you, Chris Rock.
We got Tamarine playing in the background at a Chris Rock special from, damn, that was a year ago already.
Has it been? Oh, yeah, it was last Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's at 2018 right. On the special here or whatever. But
oh, no, it's been 2 years ago.
Well, when we saw it, yeah. But this special came out, so damn, was 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Shit. Yeah, that was 2 years ago, yeah.
We watched it right after Thanksgiving. I went to Hawaii last Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's right. So we decided to put this on in the background, so we kind of watched a little bit of the subtitles read because we were talking shit about comedians. We weren't even really talking shit. We was talking shit about Bill Burr, really.
Not a fan.
Oh, by the way, I'm your godfather whiskey here. I am JB.
I'm you. I'm just that guy.
Yeah. That guy. You want to be the godfather of something, you?
No.
You want to be the godfather of Koreans?
No, I just want to be that guy.
Because you just came from K-Town. They probably my God. They're probably like,
the worst fucking drive ever.
They were like, that last drop guy. Oh, the Korean. You represent your father. And then people probably like,
culture. We're going to fucking kill you. Sugar damn.
You can't be doing that.
You can't imitate Asians.
You're not a, you can't do that. You know what? I don't give a fuck. I'm going to hunt you down. I'm going to take you.
Shut you down. Get you canceled.
No.
Is that even cancel culture? Just cancer culture.
Yeah, because when they said it was cancel culture, and I know this is probably like our third week probably talking about cancel culture and shit like that, but I'm just...
How's it ever going to stop? It's full to talk about this shit nonstop.
Yeah, but I hate using that term, cancel culture, because it's not a culture. That's stupid as fuck to call it a culture.
Right, then just call it cancer. It's just fucking cancer. It's a cancer.
It's really... I was going to say something, whatever. But either way, though, so yeah, we're watching this in the background, the Chris Rock one, because we went to this show, and... I don't know about you. Well, I know about you, and I saw him, whatever. But I was laughing my ass off.
No, remember we mentioned this about this is the we talked about it because
did we talk about this? Yeah,
you were pointing out how Neil was so enamored by that lady's dog.
He was about to kill that dog. That lady.
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah.
She must have been like a special needs dog or something like that.
Cause I remember when we were talking about that too, and then that lady with the horse the other that last couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
See, where I left off at what that subject was, what we need to do. It's my idea. I'm going to get us emotional support humans.
Oh, okay.
Vests. So when you go where you need to go, I'll go with you. I get to fly for free.
Well,
and vice versa.
Well, you told me this personally. You didn't say it on air, but you did tell me that. And I got to tell you, I don't mind hanging from your stomach.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'll pee on you and everything.
Do like Carlos and the Hangover.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't want to sit. I want to lay.
No, see, because you are an emotional support human.
Yeah.
By default, they should give you a seat.
But not only that, though, I want to sit in your little pouch that you have on you. I want to sit facing you. I want to be sitting there, and then that way I can piss on you.
Because where the hell did they put the horse?
Then I can R. Kelly you.
Where did they put the horse?
I probably had a whole row, two rows, if that. So. I will say this though. I want to R. Kelly you. I want to doo-doo butter you.
French fly free.
So on the way going there, I want to face you so I can pee on you, and then going back, I want to face the aisle where so I can poo-poo on you.
Okay.
Give you the poo-poo butter.
We have to get you some of the pans or something.
No. I'm gonna break the mold. I'm gonna eat some dairy and I'm gonna fuck that diaper up. And I'm gonna be like, here you go, you. Emotional support. Yeah, buddy.
They might kick us off the plane. They actually grounded a plane. Well, they didn't ground it. It actually took off.
Yeah.
And they had to bring it back.
I did. Okay.
Because someone took shit, and then the plumbing was fucked up.
Yeah.
I think it was like a European airline.
That was like 2-3 weeks ago, wasn't it?
No, it was at least a month or two ago.
Okay, was that a while ago?
The plane took off. They said it smelled foul.
It was pretty recent.
Mad shit. And they had to bring the plane back because the plane was fucking just disgusting. It was inhumane, they said.
That's one of those things where I wouldn't be mad. I'd just be like, as long as you clean that motherfucker, I am not riding 12 hours smelling that shit.
I think it was a flight that was going to be that long.
Yeah, because it's going to Europe, so...
No,
yeah.
I think the flight was leaving Europe to going somewhere.
Well, so either way, it was going to America, whatever the fuck. Where the fuck it was going, it's a long-ass flight. Look, I don't want to sit on a flight from L.A. to Vegas smelling that shit, okay?
That's a tiny plane.
That's a 54-minute flight? That's a 54 minutes of going like, God damn, fuck it. Where's United at to throw me off this bitch? You know what? Jesus. United Cops, I volunteer. Yes. Hunger Games service right here, people. People probably want to
take me. I can't do it.
I want to be a, what do they call it? I'm chosen, whatever the fuck it's called, whatever.
Oh, volunteer?
I volunteer, whatever, yeah. to get the fuck off this shit.
Anybody want to volunteer their seat? I do.
I'll be like Patty LaBelle. I'd be like Patty LaBelle. That bitch is singing my song.
Didn't she make pies too?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Walmart pies.
Mm, yeah.
I hear those pies ain't that great.
No, I actually had it. It was not.
That's a damn shame because as big as her ass is, whatever and shit, you know that goddamn pie should be delicious, whatever. I mean, this, yeah. and she just got titties for everyone too. Look at, yeah. You see them titties? Them titties are huge, whatever. I mean, just titties for everyone. She got big titty, left titty. I mean, you got a nice 50-inch TV right here. I can't see both titties. I can only see one. Gotta go get the other TV in there and go put it next to each other and they'd be like, damn, they go both titties now, yeah. Whatever and stuff.
50-50.
Yeah.
50-50.
Wasn't she the one that got pulled over because she was all drunk and shit and stuff like that? Was that Patti LaBelle or was that, no, that was Aretha.
Was it?
I think it was Aretha or whatever. She fucking flopped out of the car and shit when they pulled over and shit. And they said, she's like, don't you know who I am? And they was like, yeah, you a drunk bitch and you about to go to jail, okay? Yeah. And she was in the cell.
Behind your head.
And she's wearing feathers and shit, looking like Big Bird and Sesame Street. But either way, though,
she's doing like a Vegas residency or some shit?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, man. She's up in prison singing, if there's a cure for this, I don't want it. Shut up, bitch. Go to sleep.
It's 12:30. Go to sleep.
And you know that one dyke in there, she look, oh shit, I'm about to get canceled. Yeah. She's in there looking like, keep singing, yeah.
I'm about to make Orange
and
New Black.
Yeah, it's gonna be black. By the way, Orange New Black is the tamest fucking prison show I've ever seen. Like, Orange New Black look fun. Like, I'd love to hang out in that prison and be like, man.
Yeah. They like Oz.
Hell no. Hell. I saw Oz as a kid. My mother was watching. She had the door like slightly closed, whatever, mm-hmm. and stuff. This was back when like HBO was bad for kids and shit like that. And I'd, yeah. like, I walked in. I don't think she saw me because I'm short as fuck. And I saw this dude wake up. He got this other. He said, get up. Come on, man. You know what time it is, whatever. And dude's like, oh, man, fuck it. He gets up. Dude pulls his pants down and starts sucking his dick. I'm right in front of the TV the whole time. I'm going like, and then the dude is like going, oh, yeah. And then the dude is on his knees. He does this, whatever. Spits the dick out, whatever. He bit it off. And I was going, I remember all I said out, oh, my God. And my mom said, Jermaine, you in
there? What are you watching?
She said, Jermaine, you in here? I was just like, I turned around. I'm in tears. I said, Mom, look. I said,
is that real?
Oz fucking scarred my ass, okay? And I've been afraid of prison ever since. I said, I never want to go there. Dudes are sucking dicks and cutting it off. Oh, my God. That cannot be possible. Why would that be possible? I've never seen that happen in Orange is the New Black. I've never seen a broomstick go up a chick's vagina up in that show.
Or a Christmas tree or something.
Hell no. Nah. So, yeah. Oz, every episode was fucking... Because you know that dude in the wheelchair, they was fucking him.
Yeah.
They was fucking the shit out of him. They was like,
because he can't feel anything, right?
Yeah, shit. Yeah.
Lower extremities.
You know they were
just getting abused.
You know they were like to him, though. They were just like, all right, you done narrating it? All right, nigga, come on now. Let's go in the back real quick. He's like, wait a minute. Hold on. I still got 30 minutes left.
You know what? That is a very... Okay, call me ignorant. This could be a very valid question.
What?
I'm paralyzed from waist down.
Yeah.
I got a fart. Do I feel it?
Well, I gotta be honest with you. How many times nowadays in your old age, even at 31, when you do fart, do you even feel it?
Oh no, I feel that.
Yeah, but you don't know what it is. You're like, wait.
Well, sometimes I have to check it. I gotta check it. Is something else coming out after this? Okay, we good.
Well, you know
what I mean. But I'm just saying, I know they feel internal, but they don't feel anything external, right?
So I don't think
Wait, do they feel the fart?
I don't think they fart at all anymore. That's my theory.
How can they?
They don't fart at all.
So if I give a person that's paralyzed from the waist down a bowl full of beans, you can't tell me they
I think personally, first of all, like, okay, I take that back. I think they do. They don't feel it because when they shit, it just happens or whatever. And they just like, I smell dim
That's big dude.
Like, so like when me and you are old as fuck and we're in the old folks home, like obviously Jermell's
I'm gonna post it on Instagram. I'm like, yo, I don't feel my lower extremities anymore, but I just fought it.
Well, Jermell's nice. Obviously gonna be there and the three of us are gonna be in wheelchairs sitting there and we're gonna be like, and you's gonna be like, you know, I think I shit myself. I can't tell.
I think I did.
I'm gonna be like a drug addict at that point. I'm be like, God damn, look at all these pills. Look at that right there. And I'm like, Jermell, look at that. And hey, Jermell gonna be like, nurse.
Nurse. <I'm a> book.
He gonna be like, he gonna be like, nurse.
I dropped some.
Yeah.
Did you pick it up?
Yeah. She gonna be like, Mr. I don't wanna say his last name. Mr. B. Come on now. This is the 15th time now, whatever and stuff. And then he lifts her little skirt up. He said, it was you and it wasn't me. But he lifts her little skirt up and she slapped him on the hand. He would be like, now, don't do it. If you're going to slap it now, come on hard now.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
He's going to be arguing.
Yeah, don't hit it and quit it.
He's going to be arguing with the people that supply the pills. He'd be like, wait a minute. Ain't no Viagra.
Yeah, where the blue ones at? Yeah. I ain't got no blue ones. I got this pink and brown one. This white one, another white one. Why you just give me white ones? I don't want no white ones.
Mr. B, you're not allowed to be having sex on the premise or whatever. No, it ain't sex. It's fucking.
Yeah, I'm just trying to fuck.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm going to fuck you next night or whatever. So, hey, you ever think that?
After I take a nap.
I do wonder the day that Jermell says he doesn't want to do that anymore, what the world's going to be like.
Wait, he doesn't want to do that anymore.
Like, he just says,
That's like a rich person saying, I have enough money. That's crazy talk.
Exactly. Can you imagine hanging out with him one day and we go like, oh, Jermell, what do you think of her? And he just look at us and go like, whatever. You know. That's
the
day. Yeah. You're like, you need to go to the doctor? You need to be put on my health plan? Like, what's going on, sir? He's just like,
what the fuck happened?
What if that in that moment he just tells you, I'm really feeling, you know, kind of PC these days, whatever, and I'm gonna join the cancel culture, people.
Fuck you! What's wrong with you? Yeah,
that's the part where you wish you was on the drive on the passenger side, and you'd be like, "Oh, time to tuck and die." Oh,
I'm not tucking and roll, Grandma. You gotta get out. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm like, man, no wonder you never want to come out.
You're not my friend no more.
Yeah, you don't hang out with us.
So people, we're here.
What's wrong with you?
You are not my friend anymore, or whatever stuff. Oh, but what if that does happen? Because he does have a daughter. Could you imagine?
Wait, doesn't have a kid too?
Yeah, he has a son.
Oh.
But like, could you imagine though? Like, he becomes PC and friendly.
Oh, when she gets to the point where she's a woman, like, legitimately woman out there doing her thing.
Oh man.
I can see him shutting it down.
Oh.
I can see him shutting it down.
Because you know he's all.
You know, but see, I think he would shut it down and get a. I'm gonna say it. A girlfriend.
Oh my god. Well, that's not shocking. He always has a girlfriend. He always has a girlfriend.
No, but I'm saying, like, he has one that he just
that, like, lasts?
The whole time. Yes.
Like, he takes her to the movies and stuff like that? Because he don't do that shit. Like,
What does he normally do?
Fuck.
Then that's it.
He
just needs to find someone that he's just gonna be fucking all the time.
Look, last time I remember somebody asking him that he was dating to take her to, like, you ever gonna take me to the movies? He looked at her and told her,
"Bitch, no."
No, he didn't even say. He said,
"Like, we got Netflix."
I think he turned. No, I think it was before like Netflix, like really hit the ground or whatever stuff like that. He looked at her and just said, "Bitch, you ain't slick, whatever and shit." He said, "I ain't your goddamn entertainment. You want to laugh? You take your ass to the movies and whatever and shit like that." He said, "We gonna fuck, okay? That's what we gonna do."
Damn.
Yeah, we just got canceled.
You put it out there.
Yeah. He was pretty bold with his shit. Remember, I told you the first time I went to my 21 and over club was with him. And he literally told this chick in the line, whatever, that had like a rose tattoo on her ass to her thigh, whatever. And he said, "I'm going to lick that shit from the stem to the rose bud, girl."
Damn.
And I remember just like going like, oh, she about to hit him. She turned around and smiled. "What'd you say?" "You heard me."
Yeah.
I was like, this is guys.
I got a green thumb. I'm trying to.
Now, at that point, I've already known him for about 4 years. So 21, I knew him since I was like 17, turning 18. So I knew him about 4 years at that point. And I was just like, he's going to be my best friend for life.
He pretty much is, isn't he?
Yeah, he pretty much. Yeah. I think he's my longest friend ever. Yeah. Like,
so, yeah. He's the greatest. Yeah. He's one of my heroes.
Yeah, he is. But honestly, I don't think he would cross the line that my uncle has crossed. Because he came to my mom's, both my uncle and Jermel was there at my mom's 50th birthday party. My uncle got fucked up and started telling stories that no man would ever tell these stories in front of a crowded public. And Jermel even was just like laughing, going, oh, hell no.
Wait, fuck a dude?
A chick with a hunchback and he spinned her on her back or whatever and stuff. Like, he said she had like a...
What's that character?
Hunchback in Notre Dame.
No, who's the other one?
A sanctuary motherfucker, whatever.
No, I'm thinking about the one in 300. You know, the one that had the humpback.
That motherfucker don't have a name. That thing is just a creature.
Yeah, the thing, yeah, whatever. Yeah. That
he told Jermel. He told Jermel basically. He was just like, I can't. Like, he was like, well, I was trying to hit that. He was like, I was trying to smash her into the wall, and I was like, always wondering why her whole body wouldn't go into the wall. Like, it was like a lump like that. He said, I woke up and saw that shit. He was like, oh. He said, oh well, I already.
Yeah, you don't talk about cancer. That's it.
Mind you, like, four of his ex-girlfriends there, and this motherfucker telling stories.
Hey, do all the other ex-girlfriends that were there, do y'all have humps too?
No.
None of them had any deformities?
You would think, let's just put it this way. If you had a party with, like, all your exes, you'd think you'd be, like, the quietest, most tamest dude. There. Not my uncle. No. This motherfucker, I'm going to try to dance with each one of them at the same time. Just like, yeah, they don't like you no more, huh? Yeah, hold on, let me just get... Because, mind you, he got there a little early. And I pulled out
my... survey the scene?
No, nobody was there yet.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm talking about he got there early. And I was just like, well, since you're here, you want to take some shots with me real quick? Look, I didn't know that he was a lightweight like that or whatever and stuff. I didn't realize I'm the true alcohol in the family. I said, here, just take some shots or whatever. And he's knocking his back and he's like...
Oh, young blood, I got this.
No, he didn't say that. He don't say shit like that.
Oh.
He looked at me and said, I am fucked up right now. And I'm ready to fuck.
Man, are you sure that him and Jermel are not related anymore?
Probably, they could be or whatever and stuff. Yeah. I just know this, the motherfucker robbed me and then told me he robbed me because he didn't know it was me. He tells me, as I'm putting him in...
Oh, snap, nephew, my bad.
I'm putting him in the Uber, or no, his son's car. I'm putting him in his son's car and I'm putting the seatbelt on. He's like, shh, don't tell Jermaine. I got these bottles, though. I said, nigga, it is Jermaine right here. He's like, oh, shit. And Jermaine was the whole night saying, he gonna fall. He tried to sit down, straight up fell, still had his drink in there. He's like, I didn't drop shit, though.
Trooper. That's a trooper right there.
Yeah, yeah. He called his daughter the N-word. She said, Dad, stop calling me that. And he just looked at her and said,
nice?
Nah. Yeah. Think of it that the skit we played or whatever.
Nocturnal?
Yeah. She said, Dad, please don't call me that no more. Yeah. He just looked at her. He just said, fine.
Come over here, nighttime.
He said, fine. No.
I don't dare you. No.
He called me the next day. He's like, I called her that? So he's like, yeah, he was pretty fucked up, dog. He's like, Kurt, he's like, what'd you give me? I said, I gave you a little bit of everything. I said, we was doing some tequila, some whiskey.
God damn.
There was some bathtub moonshine in there and one of those cups, whatever and stuff.
Did you give him a Rochelager?
Well, I didn't know where all my shot glasses went. He was sitting next to this cooler, right? When I was cleaning up and stuff like that, I poured that cooler out all, like, 20 glasses. I was like, holy shit, did he drink all this? I was like, oh my God.
I said, bottles of shit?
Yeah.
Or like beers.
They were like little shot glasses.
Oh,
he had like about 20 shots before the party even started.
Damn.
I thought we only had four.
Oh, he's about to probably yak his brains out.
Most likely he probably did. But anyway, though, people, while we're here, though, we're here to talk about Cavalon, not about drunk uncles and shit like that or whatever.
Asian people. We're talking about Asian people.
The Taiwanese. The bottom of the bear. No, wait. No.
No.
It's the Filipinos.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always going to be them. People are like, God damn it, we need to cancel these motherfuckers out, whatever and stuff. Like,
God dang it, you're just ruining it for everybody.
Look, all I'm just saying, if I was Egyptian, I'd have a Jewish slave. That's just what I'm saying. Pick that brick up, Goldberg. Yep. Just pick it up. Come on, hurry up.
Yep.
Whip the shit up.
Herb and make this damn pyramid.
Mm-hmm. make it, only to realize the Egyptians got put in slavery. it's like, uh-oh. And then, you know, they're standing side by side saying, yeah, it hurts, doesn't it? And like, nah, I don't know. But we're going to talk about the Cavalon Distillery bottles here. So we have the Cavalon Classic, and we have the new one that came out this year sometime, which is the Cavalon Distillery Select. Same bottles, different box designs. Completely different box designs, by the way.
Yep.
I mean, the new box, I love the new box.
Yeah, the new box is fresh.
The new box is dope as hell. It's got that two-layer covered on it. It's kind of a, what color is it? It's like a gray, kind of champagne-ish.
It kind of has that baby shit brown kind of look, you know, like a newborn.
My shit never looked like that.
See, because you, how do you know? You were newborn.
I had baby shit.
Yeah, but, did you have a baby shit on you?
No, I would kill that baby.
That's why I said baby shit.
I couldn't have
baby shit on it.
I've heard stories of
it's like a taupe or a tan-ish color.
I've heard stories of fathers that told me they baby shit in their mouth and stuff like that. I'm like,
oh yeah, no, it spits up.
I'm like, nah, that ain't happening. I gotta baby will come out.
I can't say it spits up. It just kind of a little spray out. You know, sometimes when they're just
Not in my mouth.
What can you do? It happens.
I've
been peed on.
By accident? No, pee is fine, but if a baby shit in my mouth, by accident, instincts would kick in, I'd probably throw it. Like, I just threw the baby.
Okay, so I was a kid, and I was holding my cousin, baby, and...
Was this in Korea?
In Korea.
South or north?
The dirty south.
Okay.
Right? Right next to...
it was north.
Right next to the Samsung headquarters. Boom. I was playing with my Galaxy, and then...
Was this before Trump deported you?
No, this was way before Trump was even an afterthought. Boom. I felt something warm. Exceptionally warm.
In your mouth?
No, more like on my arm.
Oh, that's fine. That's normal.
Right, and I realized, oh, man, that was big. It's baby shit.
We're talking about shit in your mouth, though.
No, it was pouring out. And then when I picked up the baby to hand the baby off, is when I got the...
It hit you in the mouth?
It hit my mouth.
Did you get shit in your mouth, though?
Enough for it was on my lip.
Like, was it liquid dripping out of your mouth?
It was a spray.
No,
we
talking more than a spray. We talking about, like, baby sprouts dripping out your mouth. That's common. Yeah, we expect
shit.
That.
Fuck. How many times have you had shit on your face?
I never touch a baby because I'm afraid that thing might say, Daddy.
Oh, no, that was
I can't have that. No. If anything, there's one thing I learned from Jamel. I can't have...
What kind of Korea? This is back in the day.
Yeah, that's back when you could just leave them and get on a boat and go away. Whatever. True. And be like, I'll never see you again. Yeah. Goodbye.
I jumped in my rowboat. I was like, I gotta go. See ya.
The last time a black man was waving at a boat was when the Titanic took off. Bye now, y'all. Y'all come back now, yeah.
They had brothers in Europe?
Yeah. Of course they did whatever shit. Matter of fact, Negroes built the Titanic, whatever. But they were trying to tell those white people, boss, you might want to put a little bit... Shut up, nigga. Shut up. This boat is fine. It's unsinkable. Boss, we trying to tell you. You're not going anyway. You're not going anyway, whatever. Can't carry your heavy nigger bones. You're just... all right then, boss, now, whatever and stuff. And you know, that's when Kunta looked over and be like...
Shut up.
Let them go. And that iceberg hit that boat, baby, and them sharks went into a frenzy. They were like, oh my God, sharks ain't ate that well in 500 years now. You know that, right?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, that cold ass water fucked them up.
They were looking like crypt keepers in that water. They were
like, they're all frozen and shit. Like,
that was the best.
Yeah, they were doing the mannequin challenge and shit. In the water, frozen.
And I didn't gave that chick the whole fucking door. I'd have been like, you better scoot the fuck over and shit.
Move the fuck over, Rose.
Honestly,
I'm crazy.
No, to be honest, whatever, I would never brought her to that fucking board. I'd have been sitting there going like, Rose, where, do you hear me? Or whatever. I was like, I guess she dead then. She dead, you.
I can't understand why the fuck at the end she decided to let go of that big ass blue rock.
Yeah, fuck that.
Right at the end, she was like, Remember that commercial?
Capital One?
Yeah. Was it Capital One? It was something.
It was a credit card. No, it was a pawn shop one, whatever.
It was GTE. It was like some phone book shit. She throws the thing over and realizes, wait a minute, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah,
she jumps overboard, and next thing you know, you see her standing with the same nightgown, counting her money. Like, yeah, that's what I was supposed to do. Duh. That's what you were supposed to do.
Well, you know,
the commercial got it right.
You know what's funny at the end of that movie is when she finally fucking dies, whatever and stuff, and they go back in their youth. They're all in their seats and stuff like that. So, at this point, when you think you die, Because clearly there's a heaven or hell. Clearly. And when you die, what's going to be the best part of your life you think you'll go back to?
Okay, see, this is something I've always wanted to tell somebody. So, hate me if you want, but love me if you do. Honestly, I think right
you'll
now...
You'll never die?
No, no. No. I wish. No. Right now, everything that's happening right now...
Yeah, you'll be
it's like the Matrix. It's all in my mind. Because right now, I'm like... Tom Cruise in Vanilla Skies. I'm in this lucid dream that really in real life, I'm this 6'5" gorgeous man living the life that I'm supposed to be living. But a freak accident has me in this incubating coma coffin type shit. And all this is a living nightmare.
So I got a question for you.
Someday... they're going to find the cure and wake me up, and I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, I dreamt that I was an Asian man living meager existences and doing odd jobs, and oh, thank God.
So my question for you. So my question for you is, did you get high before I got here, or when you in the, went to the bathroom?
I've been high since, like, Wednesday.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, just checking. I just wanted to see. You want to drink some Cavalon?
Yeah,
or do you want? Or you want to smash some fruit?
I want to smash some fruit.
Fruit, whatever it is. Booga booger.
Let's drink. Boogie buggy.
I say fuck it. Let's get open the Cavalon Select Distillery. Let's open up the new one.
The baby shit brown box.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and pop that thing like Christina Milian, baby.
Pop that thing. Wait, she a new movie?
She literally about to pop a new thing too because she's pregnant.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, fortunately.
Okay. You know,
that white guy got that. He's got that on lockdown. I know.
Yeah, wait. But yeah, dude, I swear, I was flipping Netflix.
No, she is. She's in another shitty movie. So yeah, okay. With that white guy.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, probably so. So yeah.
Something about a farmer. She buys a farm or some shit.
I mean.
It's like a British dude or something.
You know what, I got to be honest with you. I really don't give a fuck.
No. I was enjoying the preview.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right then. Here we go now. So, yeah. I don't care about her shitty ass movie she's in. So, I just want her. That's all. So we're just gonna pop that bad boy right there, and here goes the cork pop. I love the little corks too. Look at that little baby. Look at that. That's so good. Look at it.
Oh, butt plug.
Literally did just pop that thing.
Butt plug.
A little cork taser.
Man, I have to say that's a good sized butt plug.
It really was. Did you hear that noise? It was like, ooh. Jesus. I think Leonardo DiCaprio came in and said, "Lord Jesus."
It's funny. You talk about butt plug. I had a friend. She actually got on a flight, and
damn. I'm sorry. I wasted some of this out when I threw it in there. You know what? For you, I probably would do that.
No,
but
don't do that. You know, I don't think you want to do that. You don't know what's on that floor.
Well, I know what's on that floor.
Especially on that side. No, you are.
I know what's on that floor.
Oh, hell to the no. Yeah.
That floor is
you're going to be in Japan all like, hello, hi. Something affected my speech because my tongue is 5 times as normal size.
My tongue is the size of a clump.
Mm-hmm.
So we watching Chris Rock here. Hold on, first of all, let's get a
This the new ish.
Yeah, because they're taking their distillery bottles now, because everybody knows the Solus bottles are very popular. They're very expensive and stuff like that. So they're taking their distillery bottles and revamping them, and they're coming out with a new sherry one as well for the distillery bottles or whatever.
Man, this is not as potent as that infused bottle.
No, I had some of that infused one last night, dude. Oh my God, I was like, Jesus Christ! And I sipped that.
Oh shit, my bad.
Cheers.
Good evening, ladies. Can we start with hors d'oeuvres? I can tell your body's been lacking the proper satisfaction it deserves.
We did not plan to do this, whatever.
It's R. Kelly, baby. How can you not? Yo.
We can go from steak or sorbet. Welcome to the buffet.
Give a fuck. I'm still listening.
We'll be toasting your glasses like cheers. Yeah. You're the cream of the crop. Yeah. Let me... till I get every last drop.
Everyone, y'all need to go listen to the very first intro or the first track on the Buffet Tour. Love the Buffet Tour, right?
Yeah. Buffet album. Not the Buffet Tour.
Oh, sorry, the album. Excuse me.
Now imagine if I just if I just randomly did a poem like that or whatever. You know how much people would be like, you fucking creep or something like that.
Yeah, you disgusting motherfucker.
But since it's the fucking Pied Piper of R&B, that's so sexy. Look at this man. He's so romantic. Ain't that a bitch? I'm telling you, money. Whoever says money don't buy happiness, they're full of shit. It does. It buys all kinds of happiness, whatever. It buys you power to say, I can do whatever the fuck I want to do. I can get on little... But he did do that interview with that British chick, and she was just like, yeah, I ain't into you.
Yeah.
That shit was hilarious, because he was just like, I just want to tell you you're very beautiful. And she was like, I don't really need your compliment.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you say, R. Kelly?
She was beautiful, I ain't gonna lie. But she was just like, yeah, you the last person I need to give me a compliment here. So.
R. Kelly.
Mm. So what are you thinking of this right now? First of all, what do you think of this bottle? First of all, it's got that tint over it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I want to see this tint.
You can see it right now. Look at it.
Look how nice that is. Ooh,
it's a beautiful tint.
I thought it was a green tint. It's more like a...
I thought it was green, too, at first. But now that we drink it...
smoke tint.
Yeah, especially compared to the old bottle right here.
Yeah, the old bottle just clear.
It has the same percentage of alcohol, which I believe is 43%. Let me see. Yep, it's 43%, which is the same... It's got like that old school Coke bottle tint on it. Bless you. Because remember before that they had the clear Coke bottles? They had like that green kind of light one or whatever?
It's funny because if you look at the top, it looks like it's clear, but then it tints down. That's some crappy shit there.
Hey, man, the Asians don't play when it comes to whiskey.
Okay? Obviously not.
No.
And I just obviously just school myself because my ignorant ass... I didn't realize it. Taiwan is an island.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I've been to Taiwan.
I never knew that.
I bought Omar out of a drug dealer's truck.
Yes.
I mean, a salesman's truck.
Look, yes, people. Asian people are ignorant, too. We don't know everything. And no, we don't, just because they assume that we're good at math. Nuh-uh. 2 + 2, 44? 4? 44? 4? Shit, I can't remember.
I'm black. I don't know that.
I don't remember.
We good at history.
22. Is that 22?
No, we ain't.
2 + 2, 22? Fuck it.
Sure, whatever. Shut up.
I know.
So,
No, this is...
Yeah, so there's not really... We not done a comparison yet. We're going to drink the old bottle here or whatever, but there's not really much difference here from what I'm gathering on my memory of the older bottle here. Still tastes the same. So pretty much, it's really just a revamp of out with the old, in with the new. But although they still are selling these, though, I wonder if it's one of those things on the Asian market and liquor market in general where it's just like, look, we're just going to keep putting these out until we run out of this shit. Because they're obviously selling. Mm-hmm. I just told Yoon right now, they jacked the price up on the older bottles, too. So clearly, they must be running low on something of that bottle because it went from a $70 to $80 to now over $100. It's pushing at the $99 to $90.
And people still buying it.
I don't know if they're buying that one.
Oh.
People are not buying that one. People not buying that one. These Cavalon bottles are, I mean, you literally got to be a fan of Cavalon, where you're just buying all the Cavalon you see or whatever. People only buy the Solus bottles. Because obviously, well, first of all, the Solus bottles taste better, and they're the unicorns of the bunch or whatever. I just have a small appreciation for these Distillery Select bottles here because, first of all, I think they're gorgeous. They taste great. They're light in complexity, and it makes a great everyday pour.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Now, nice. I don't know when it comes to an everyday pour, do you want to spend $80 on it? But luckily for the one we're drinking now, this one only runs for about... It was running earlier in the year when it first came out to around $50. Now it's at a push to about a $57, $60 range.
That's not bad.
That's still a good everyday pour.
For a Cavalon? Man. Yeah.
It's a Distillery Select, but it's still delicious. And if you want to get introduced into Cavalon, I think this is probably the... Well, obviously, it's the cheapest.
Cheapest.
So, yeah, maybe you should start with that one then.
Yeah, I agree. Because I remember the first Cavalon I ever saw, the cheapest one I think was $100.
Yeah, that's the King Car.
Oh, God.
Wow. 109.
I'm like, $100.
And now imagine that this one is about to be in the same price as that one. And King Car tastes way better than this one. And it's funny because now the King Car is like almost outdated-ish, is a little bit of whatever and stuff. But $60 is super fucking cheap. So not only did they revamp it, they dropped the price tremendously, at least by a good $30 now at this point.
You're looking at Calamon.
And $60 is a great everyday bottle.
Yeah. Wait, correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Calamon, they have a solo and a soloist? Is that correct? Or am I going wrong?
It's just one.
Just one.
Yeah, soloist. Okay. Yeah.
S-O-L-I-S-T.
Yes.
Not S-O-L-O-I-S-T.
Which is the one that... Okay, you didn't have the solos. No, but you did.
I gave you one.
I gave you some whatever. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I gave you some, the one I brought back from Taiwan or whatever stuff. Yeah, I gave you some of that one.
I never had the blue one.
The Vinho.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never had the Vinho?
The one that was on the show.
I pretty much have had all of them except for the bottle I'm looking to find when on my trip, whatever. The Cavalon anniversary bottle. I think I showed this
one. Is that
one?
The green or gold one or something?
It's a gold and silver one.
Okay, that's what
there's two bottles, whatever, and stuff. It is fucking gorgeous, and I want to get my hands on that bottle so fucking bad.
Is it one of the rare ones to find?
It ain't in America.
Oh. You
could probably find it on a website.
Oh, like Whiskey Exchange or something?
Whiskey Exchange don't even have it.
Oh.
Yeah. They don't even have it. So, it's the 10th anniversary limited edition bottles. Oof. They're so fucking beautiful. First of all, Cavalon, I think they make the best looking bottles.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And it comes with glasses, too, as well. That's why the boxes are so wide out.
That's a whole other bottle design.
That came out last year, too.
This bottle design is completely different from what I'm used to seeing.
Wow. Yeah, I want to know what the taste tastes like.
Damn.
They came out with another bottle, too, with a silver label. That one can't be found in America yet. And now they're coming out with the new revamped select bottle. They're revamping another sherry one. So,
wait, my question is this.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between the gold box and the silver box?
I don't know. I ain't drinking them yet.
Oh, fuck.
It's Shane in America. I'm getting my hands on it. I haven't had them yet, so I'm hoping to find it. The last time I checked, which was a year ago, it was running around in the $300 range or whatever and stuff. Is that what it still says on there?
It says, it's roughly going around like $285, $300.
So here in America, the shit's going to be like $1,000 if it ever comes
probably.
Over here.
Probably.
But they didn't make that much of these bottles, so...
Good luck finding it.
If it didn't come to America, that could be because they just ran out.
They probably never made it.
So...
And never left the island. It's probably still there.
Fuck.
You need to go back there.
That would really fucking suck.
Can you stop by on the way?
I can find it.
Like on the way.
I have a little stuff. I'm going to a wedding there, so in Taiwan? No, not in Taiwan.
Oh.
Yeah, not in Taiwan.
Oh, God damn, You got an international.
I do. Shit. Hey, I'm an international. I'm an international asshole. Shoot. Hey, you ain't. Hey,
that's quality shit right now.
I didn't get Godfather status for nothing.
Man.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm going to put a rose in my pocket and be like. You come in here on my good friend's wedding day here, and you did not, you did not pour me a drink. Curtis, you did not pour me a drink.
Kiss a tip.
Yes, it's just a tip.
Just
kiss
a tip.
My jigger.
Yeah, kiss.
What do you mean you don't have a jigger?
Yeah.
Why?
How dare you disrespect me?
Why did my accent switch?
this first one, quite delicious. Cavalon.
The bottle itself is not really that much different other than the name. It actually says Cavalon Distillery Select on it. Like we said, it has that tint on it. The little label that's around on the opening tear of it, it's still the same, even though I already tore the one off of it. The foil is still the same.
Yeah.
Only thing that's really changed is the back of it. They obviously just moved some things around, and it just says Cavalon Distillery Select.
Yeah.
But,
Put the little,
they put the little, what do they call that? Greek people wear that shit. The little fleas or whatever. The floral leaves or whatever. I have to say, honestly, I think Cavalon right now is my favorite pour of the year. And not just any, because I know people like, well, which Cavalon, whatever. I mean just the brand itself. I think Cavalon.
Yeah, the Cavalon itself.
I think it's been my...
The Cavalon catalog.
And I'm looking forward to hopefully getting my hands on that sherry one that just came out this month or whatever. For this revamped logo here, whatever and stuff. So... Yeah, let's pour that next one real quick. Let's just do a little compare and contrast real quick. I'm pretty sure it's the same thing, to be honest.
I would not be surprised. I think maybe what we need to do is pour the next one and then pour the first one and compare by color.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's see. Oh, the colors are the same.
Are they?
Yeah, I can tell. Because I when I was pouring it into the jigger the first time, that was the first time I was seeing.
Oh, jigger.
My jigger. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's still the same color. It's the same. Yeah. So it's pretty much the same thing, which is fine, whatever. You know what? If it's the same thing, at least they drop the price on it then.
Right.
Which is very rare for a popular whiskey.
Yeah.
Although these bottles aren't particularly the popular ones, per se. You looked at that glass like, Jigga, is that all you're going to give me?
Well, remember, that bottle is kind of half empty or half full.
You want to kill it?
Depending on how you look at it.
You want to kill it?
Call me Shooter McGavin. Shooters.
It still has that same smell. You still get a lot of the caramel, chocolate.
Wait. Does this have... No, this... Yeah, it's about the same.
Yeah, it's definitely the same.
I can't distinguish the difference.
Well, the only difference between these bottles is one has been aired out and opened, and the other one, it was just freshly opened or whatever. I've been meaning to get this bottle, the new Distillery Select, all year. I just figured... It was only $50 at the time. I was just like, it's going to be around for a while. And I know that these bottles don't fly off the shelves that quickly. So I was like, I can stall on that one then.
I have to say, this one smells...
More heavenly?
Yeah, a lot sweeter and more, like, full. Like, it has better body.
Well, see, it's not fair because this one's been open longer.
True.
This one literally just opened.
And here, down the hatch.
Cheers.
Oh yeah. Oh, I know this one then.
You know what?
It's got more of a signature characteristic at the end.
Yeah.
This one had nothing like that. There's a little bit of a burn.
I think that one though had that one more of a kick.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel more of a kick on this one.
I think this one has more flavor. That one on the finish, whatever. Because on my second sip, I just downed it. That one, I felt a little bit of a kick on that one. I was like, oh, that was much better than the first one. But this one, I just literally just... We just had a pony, people. A genuine.
Yep.
And we just... My pony. And we just downed it. And that one, I get a lot more flavor, characteristics. Definitely the oakiness of it. The caramel sticks out like crazy on there. Kind of some kind of floral in there as well, too. That one sticks out with a little bit more character. That one was more of the kick wear, but... It still tastes the same almost, though. And I think only that's because... You should sip that.
I need to go back.
Are you going to use a jigger?
I use a jigger.
Yeah. Oh,
am I
use the other ounce. Use the other ounce. Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Am I legally allowed to do that?
Yeah.
Are Asian people allowed to touch jiggers?
Well, they are allowed to touch my jigger.
Yeah, okay.
Jigger, my... You want to talk about Bill Burr now?
Ooh, he's my favorite. He's the world's greatest comedian. The greatest.
That stand-up was not funny.
God, no.
No.
God, no. Not funny at all.
I watched the whole thing.
God bless you. You made it through it?
I mean, I'm not even going to lie. I didn't really watch it. I listened to it because I was doing other things. I was like, for one, I took a shower. I ate dinner. I did some other stuff around the house. I had it planned. I didn't need to watch his mannerism and stuff like that. First, let me get your signature take on that. That you're doing both. Matter of fact, I think I'll go back on the two now, just to...
Yeah, see, it's more subtle on the nose.
Once again, that one, we just opened this bottle, though.
Yeah, I know, but...
I'm not even using a jigger, I'm just going to go ahead and pour it
You should do that. You should do that. Yeah, lick it.
Lick it real good.
Lick it up. You know?
I've been playing a lot of Kia, my neck and my back.
Oh.
Lick my pussy and my crack. Should be women's national anthem right there.
Should be.
Like, if women ain't following that method, I don't know what the fuck y'all doing with your life then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's subtle. It's a lot subtle.
It is.
Yeah.
But I thought the first one was subtle on the nose too, though. I mean, the distillery bottle.
No, that one has, it's more of a sweet, sweet aroma, sweet,
I get sweetness from this, too, though.
Nostril palate. Oh, not as sweet as that one.
I don't know.
Maybe it's me.
Hmm. Yeah, maybe you got four glasses out here.
We got. I need it.
Yeah, we got to do a comparing and contrast now.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, generous, kind sir.
You're very welcome, sir. All
right, here we go. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let me do it. Doing a couple of
I leave it to you.
All right.
Go with the first one. okay?
See, this one has the smell of, like, it's been sitting for a while.
Right. Yeah, like, you know it's, like,
yeah,
it's
I can
rare.
Tell. Like, this one. Yeah, like, this one. This one's getting Godmaro, like, a floral.
Right. It's effervescent.
It is different smell.
Right.
See, I think this one is more potent. This one is just light.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, you can definitely smell more of the alcohol on this one. Oh, yeah, definitely.
But they're the same?
This one's lighter. This one's way lighter than this one right here. So, basically, I'm saying the Cavalon Distillery bottle is way lighter than the Select right now, whatever.
And the Select is the new bottle,
The
correct?
Select is the new bottle, whatever. Right. Like, I definitely get more alcohol on this one than I do in this one. Which is funny because it's the same fucking percentage or whatever. Yeah, so, but that's the difference of one's been sitting open like almost the whole year now, and really one's just opened up right now.
We just opened minutes ago. We just gave birth to one of these.
We just gave birth to it or whatever. Yeah. As far as color design go, same color.
Yeah. There's no difference.
Yeah. There's no difference. I literally have it standing next to each other. Yep. Same color.
Yeah.
I should have just bought another one of these, and we just opened both at the same time.
Dude.
It probably just tasted the same, though. So you started with the Select one first. I'm going to start with the Distillery.
Yeah. I can see what you're talking about.
Yeah.
With the little kick. I could see where you're coming with that, with the second one.
Yeah.
Right. All right, let me cleanse my palate.
Mm-hmm.
Let me cleanse my
palate. Okay, so that one has a unique smoothness to it, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right.
Let me gargle. I'm used to choking. I'm not a spitter. I don't quit.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to go with the Distillery, and I'm going Select now.
Okay.
Yes. Cheers! All right, I got a motive now.
Yeah.
Here's my motive right now. I got a clear one too. Wow, that one really just hit me. This one on finish and taste has more characteristics. It's much smoother.
Yep.
And it slides down like it's a porch pour. By porch pour, I mean, you ever sit on the goddamn porch, whatever, sunny day, spring, watching the Dodger game, just sitting there going like, pour me some more of that real quick, whatever. And you're sitting there so much, you realize, damn, that's my 15th glass. I'm fucked up. Whereas this one, it has more of a sting to it towards the end. There's less characteristics in it. And right when the finish hits, whatever, it gives you that little burn tingle right there, whatever. Kind of like almost like a weak bourbon.
I can see that.
Yeah, so that's my final note on that one. You know what? I'd love to come back to this on
We should come back to this after
a few months after a while, whatever.
For a minute. Because I'm already confused. I can't remember what I said about what. But at the end of the day, they're both delicious.
I think we're kind of both in agreement, to be honest. Even though we sound different.
Yeah,
I think we're right. I think we're in like an agreement here. I think only difference we had really was the nose or whatever and stuff. But I don't even think we were disagreeing or whatever. I think just the newer, the Select one just has a little bit more, kind of like how that finish was of a weak bourbon, and not to say that the drink is weak itself, whatever and stuff. It's just not a bourbon. So it has a weak bourbon finish. It smells like it has a fucking alcohol kick to it.
It smells like pure alcohol.
Yeah, whereas this one has smell of a characteristics and stuff like that. Any difference on the notes on the back as far as the... Because I know it gives like tasting notes on the back of it. Is there any difference on there? Or are the ingredients still the same?
Let's see here. Tasting notes. Lively, the color, a core.
Is that on the Distillery?
This is on the...
Distillery one.
Yep.
Yeah.
This one says lively and passionate amber.
Okay, passionate. Actually, that's a good description because I think it is a more passionate, fruity color or whatever and stuff.
See, but the thing is this. If you hear the next one for the
Select.
The Select, it says, for the same category, it says Midnight Amber.
I can see
that.
So if
you think about it, lively and passionate amber.
You know what?
That's like saying, I want to make love to you.
Actually.
But then this one says...
Fuck you.
Oh, no, I can't see it now.
So this one is me, and that's Jermell. Actually, no, I can't even say me. That ain't me. That's...
All right, well, yeah, I would say... No, see, this is like...
That's Goldberg.
Like, I want to make love to you.
That's Goldberg.
Right. And this one.
That's Jermell.
This one's.
I'll give you a butt, baby.
I fuck her, but I love you.
Yeah. You know what? That Midnight Impact, no, it makes perfect sense, though, because the description we even gave, this, I could drink this in the daytime, afternoon or whatever. With this one, that's a night pour.
Yeah.
That's definitely a night pour.
So this one says, clean, elegant, floral, pleasant and refreshing fragrance of the butterfly orchid. Fruity and seductive.
See, that just sounds like a spring.
With hints of honey, tropical fruits, mangoes in particular. And they emphasize mangoes in particular.
Yeah.
Pear drop. Ooh, what's a pear drop?
Oh, I definitely taste a pear drop in there, yeah.
Vanilla, coconut, and suggestions of chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay, right here. Full of the scents of ripened tropical fruits, fragrant floral notes, and warm vanilla. Vanilla. Okay, on the... am I reading this right? Okay, I'm already tipsy already. No. the brown box.
The distillery bottle.
Thank you, the distillery box.
Yeah, you looked at that bottle like it was a Da Vinci Code.
I was like, wait, what the fuck? What am I reading? I'm like, oh, shit.
I think you're done. Here, I'll take those from you.
Leave me alone. Okay, palette.
We still got to talk about Bill Burr.
Okay, palette, give me a packet.
Yeah.
Give me a second. Palette, a hint of sweet mango juice with that spicy complexity and gentle warmth on a medium, oily, and citrus finish. And on the other one, it says, elegant, perfectly balanced, and easy to drink. The rich and complex layers of butterscotch. Ooh, I didn't even know that was in there.
Yeah, I could see
coffee
that.
Coffee and vanilla are a further endorsement of our rigorous cast policy.
The only thing I don't agree with the select is it said silky. It's not. Yeah. I don't think it's silky at all. I don't think that was silky at all. I would probably describe it. You know what? I'll come back to it in a few months once it's been aired out and open or whatever and see if it is. But right now, it's definitely not silky at all.
Man, I know. I always want to take
because when you hear silky,
I want to take whiskey and put it in a decanter and see what happens.
Well, either way, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the only thing I disagree with on that on the select bottle is I don't think it's silky just yet. We'll see a couple of months from now, whatever and stuff.
Which one? May I take another pour?
Yeah, sure. Here you go. Well, I'll go ahead and open up Bill Burr's thing now, whatever and stuff. So.
Oh, God.
So, Bill Burr.
Like I said, the world's greatest fucking comic.
What was the name of this special again? Tiger something?
Paper Tiger.
Paper Tiger. Yeah, paper sucks. I watched the whole thing or listened to the whole thing.
Like I said, God bless you.
I took a shower, and that's when I kind of realized as I was washing my hair and I was getting it all still silky smooth like Soul Glow. I realized in that moment, I said to myself, I have not chuckled, laughed at this whole thing yet. Like, I went like a, smile, okay. It is not that funny.
I didn't make it.
And it's funny because if you look it up, whatever, people are saying it's better than Chappelle's Sticks and Stones. Oh, there's that joke going around saying, like, oh, man, Chappelle, like, he made fun of everybody. And they get that joke with, like, Bill Burr comes in, hold my beer, though. And it's like, I don't know about that part or whatever. And stuff. I we just read one from someone that worked, what was it, the Daily?
Some internet outlet.
Yeah, it's probably a big outlet, too, whatever. She wrote.
They're not BuzzFeed.
No.
Who gives a fuck about BuzzFeed?
Daily... Oh, I forgot that fucking name of it now, whatever. I can't believe I forgot it, whatever.
Daily.
Yeah, she wrote something really, pretty much how we both feel, whatever. I mean, it came out pretty goddamn well. I know I liked it on Twitter, so it should be my first thing coming up. So for Amanda from Daily Wire, that's what it was.
Daily Wire.
And she wrote, I'm sorry, but if you're even comparing Dave Chappelle and Bill Burr, you are insane. Burr's, admittedly, I've never been a good fan. Paper Tiger special is unwatchable, totally predictable and tame. I'm sorry, but if you're a comedian, the last thing you want to hear, I'd rather hear I suck over being tame. Because tame, when you hear tame, you're just like...
Yeah, you're just talking.
That's like buying a tame whiskey. Why would you keep buying a tame whiskey?
Right. It's like, why would you want like a subtle companion? Like,
okay.
I want someone that's going to like spark my interest.
Netflix is a monthly subscription, right?
Correct.
You pay $14.99, whatever it is you pay.
Oh, I paid $2 because looking at T-Mobile.
So either way, you pay a subscription for it or whatever. Would you pay a subscription for a tame whiskey to get every month?
I was choked.
Perfect example. Would you pay a subscription to the Boondocks Distillery to get that bottle every month?